If you are aware of the dates, you would know that yesterday was July the 4th.
大家应该知道，昨天是7月4号，美国独立宣言日。
And it's a very important event in the history of America, of course.
这当然是在美国的历史上非常重要的一个日子。
And traditionally, that's their national holiday, and they celebrate, the true patriots will get out and celebrate the holiday.
而这个当然在美国来讲，七月四号都是一个要爱国主义者要庆祝欢腾的一个日子。
The problem is, it's like the Lord's Supper we just did. If you don't understand the meaning behind it, then it means nothing to you.
就像我们刚才在领圣餐一样啊，如果我们对于这个日子，任何的这种节庆，不了解它真正的意义的话，它也是一个，就算是庆祝，也并没有真正的意义。
And the problem is now you have people coming up in these later generations, and they just don't appreciate what happened at the founding of their nation.
而对于那些比较后代的年轻人来讲，他们不了解，他们完全不能够感激当年开国元老们怎么样把这个国家建设起来的话，他们其实是在庆祝这个7月4号的国庆日的时候是没什么感觉的。
And these are the people that are actually discrediting the founding fathers and saying that these people were slave owners and they were very mean, very evil people. Well, anybody involved in Black Lives Matter, that's the issue that they're trying to push.
而现在那些一直在强调这个黑人的生命也重要的这些人呢，他们现在却把这些当初开国元老们他们所提供的这个攻击呢，把它当作是没有意义的，因为一直不断地强调说当年是还会奴役黑人的时代。
Yeah, and I saw a couple of, like, there were quotes, I guess, from people that are leading the Black Lives Matter movement. Some of the things they were saying about in their upbringing is that they were taught, even from a very young age, that the policemen are out to get you, those kind of things. That this is what the parents were teaching their children. And we are the enemies of the white man, basically.
而那些现在在带领这个黑人的生命也重要的这些领导们，他们就会讲成说，当他们是小的时候呢，就常常会有人来告诉他们说，哦，那些警察会把你们带走哦。他们就是一直在强调说，也许父母亲对他们的教导，就让他们以为整个世界是非常的重白轻黑的。
Yeah. So these people are growing up with a grudge or bitterness, much bitterness towards the white people, and that also by connection means the founders of the nation.
所以这些人呢，他们在很小的时候，在抚养长大的过程中，就已经造成了他们内心对于白人有的，甚至对这些国家的创国元老所有的一个非常苦毒的心。
I saw a quote from one man, I think he's supposed to be like some famous rapper, a black rapper. You know, a rapper is like the musicians that they rap,
okay. 他有那个 Tim, 他有读到一个很有名的一个黑人的 rap, rap 怎么讲 ?rap, 饶舌音乐家。讲的话。
Okay, and he's one of the spokespeople for the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement, because he was a friend of George Floyd, the man that was one of the men that was killed by the police.
那这个人呢，他是当时被就是前一阵子被白人警察杀害的约翰·弗洛伊德的朋友。
And one of the statements he said just last week, coming up to the July the 4th weekend, he said, we're not going to wear red, white, or blue. That's the national colors. But we're going to wear black.
然后这一位人呢，他几乎已经成为现在黑人生命也重要运动的主要的发言人。他说呢，我们将不会穿红的、白的跟蓝的。我们将要穿黑色的。他不愿意再穿美国国旗上面的这红白蓝三个重要颜色，他只愿意穿黑色。
And we're not going to spend any money in the businesses. And he uses this term here. I've never seen this before. But this is a term that they now give to the white people. We are non-POC.
而且呢，他说他们也不会再去花任何钱 去跟 non-POC 有关的生意。
Okay, because POC is supposed to mean people of color. So people of color would mean blacks, Mexicans, Asians, I guess. And then anybody who is non-POC, you can only be white. So the non-POC means white people. That's the new term for
you
the
mean
white people.
He won't spend money with non-POC.
That's right. So he's saying to everybody that follows his movement, don't go and spend your money at the businesses, any businesses related to the white people.
那他甚至呢还宣告所有的人要学习他一样，不要花钱在非有色人种的生意。那非有色人种指的就是白人，所以他说再也不要花钱给任何白人所做的生意上。
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite funny that they have the freedom to do whatever they want to do, but they think that somehow they can collapse the economy or something and then get their revenge.
那他当然任何人都可以有他的自由去做他想要做的事情，但是很显然的这位饶舌歌手他的意思是他们这些有色所有的有色人应该不要去花钱在白人身上，所以他们就可以倾倒，就把白人的生意整个经济都把它给破坏掉。
But to me that sounds like you're making an issue about race, which is racism.
听说这个听起来其实呢你等于呢是更有种族歧视的角色，因为你是要歧视白人。
So, you know, these people are really being racist, but of course they don't admit that.
所以这些人根本就是种族歧视，但是他们不会承认的。
Okay, but you know, the Black Lives Movement, that's just one threat or one aspect of people that are not showing patriotism towards the country. See, these people are not patriots.
所以呢这个很明显的就是这些这个黑人重要的运动呢，他们就是在表明了他们是完全不爱这个国家的，他们绝对不是爱国主义者。
So you have other people in what we call the liberal side of the spectrum, and this could be the LGBTQ crowd, the lesbians, the bisexuals, the gays, they have no respect for the founding fathers either, because the founding fathers, you know, they were involved with marriage and they encouraged marriage, one man, one woman.
而这一些所谓的除了这个黑人至上主义的人之外呢，还有这个所谓的更自由主义者呢，包括这个 LGBT, 就是同性恋，好，异性，同性恋跟混性恋的这些人哈，还有这个什么变性的这些人呢，他们也一样是不会去尊敬当初的这些开国元老，美国的开国元老，因为他美国的开国元老当初都是非常坚信家庭好这种异性恋等等的这些非常属于圣经的一些观念的。
So these people, they cannot identify with the founding fathers or the earlier generations either.
所以这些人呢，这所谓自由主义者呢，他们是没有办法去认同这些当初的开国元老他们所代表的生命价值。
Now these people would be very happy to have the founding fathers and their ideas removed from the constitution, removed from the history books.
所以这些自由主义者呢，很希望呢是能够把这些当初在美国的宪法，就是这些开国元老他们所设定的美国宪法里面，把这个社会的价值、国家的价值把它给拿走。
Another group you have, and this makes up a big portion of the United States as well, is what we call the socialists. Those people that believe in big government, that the government should be the number one source of support and protection in your life.
还有第三种人呢，他们也是不尊敬这些开国元老的，是他们是所谓的社会主义者。这些社会主义者呢，他其实希望的是大政府主义，然后让政府来把所有的人的责任都替代掉。
Yeah, see, when the founding fathers set up their country,
当这些开国元老们他们在建制这个国家的时候，
they recognize that one of the most important things, we say like a privilege, not a right, but a privilege given to man is freedom. Now, freedom is one of the most important components of life.
在当初这些开国元老他们在设定这个国家的最重要的一件事情呢，是人的自由。
You might have heard of the original people that made up the country of America were the pilgrims. And the pilgrims were fleeing. They were running away from religious persecution in England.
你们应该可能知道哈，就当初这些刚刚抵达美国的人呢，他们其实是从英国，从一个宗教的不认同而逃跑，逃离英国的。
Now these people are called the pilgrims. Pilgrim means like somebody who's on a religious path, like a religious journey. P-I-L-G-R-I-M-S.
这一群人呢，其实是从英国逃离的朝圣者。
Well, actually, a pilgrim can be of any religion. For example, when the Muslims go to Mecca from all around the world, at least one time in a lifetime, they should go to Mecca according to their Bible, their Quran.
这个是朝圣者，当然在很多的宗教都有用到，包括穆斯林的人，他们一辈子一定要去一次麦加朝圣。那这个朝圣者就是用这个字哦 ，pilgrims.
In Thailand, and I'm sure most Buddhist countries, they have these like pilgrim tours.Where they'll organize a tour for a day or even a week. You go around all the big temples and you can make merit, you know, praying down at the Buddha at all of these very famous temples. That's called a pilgrimage.
在那个泰国也有这种所谓的朝圣之旅啊，他们会带领去好多好多不同的重要的佛教寺院去拜拜。
So as a noun, it's pilgrimage, P-I-L-G-R-A-M-A-G-E.
这就是朝圣之旅 pilgrim.
Oh, pilgrim. So it's not just for Christians, but the first Christians that came to the United States or came to the land of America, they were called the pilgrims.
所以他们第一批呢，从英国来到美国的人，他们其实是来朝圣的。
Because normally pilgrims go to see something. In this case, they were escaping from religious persecution in England. They wanted just to come to a new place where they could be free to worship God.
而他们当初呢，这些所谓的朝圣者，他们其实是要逃离英国的。对于他们这些圣徒们，他们想要去追求他的耶稣基督追求主的这些，应该说信徒们，他们想要逃离英国的一些残害，英国对他们的要朝圣的一个残害。
To give you a bit of a background, in England at the time, now this is like the 16th and 17th centuries.So about the year 1600, you had the King of England, that was King James at the time, he'd made a rule. Everybody has to go to the Anglican Church, that's the Church of England.
这先跟大家说明一下整个英国当时的背景，就在十六七世纪的时候啊，当时的詹姆士国王呢，他有一个规定，就所有的人必须要去英国国教的教会，教堂。
And that sort of came out from the Catholic Church.
而这个教派呢，它其实也是来自于天主教教派。
At one time, the Catholic Church was very, very big, very strong in England, and the Pope was really the ruler of England.
因为有一段时间呢，英国的天主教是非常非常的强大的，等于是英国的主教呢，他就基本上等于是他说了算，就是整个国家是听他的指挥的。
And later on, you have this king, King Henry. I think it's King Henry the Eighth, actually. And he was having more than one wife, and he was killing wives and all the rest of it. And the Catholic Church said, "You cannot do that. You're the king. You're supposed to be a good example."
而当时那个有一个亨利八世啊，按照天主教来讲，你只能有一个太太，不能够一直换太太。那这个亨利八世他就一直离婚，想要离婚，有新的太太。所以那个主教就跟他说你不可以这样做。
And so King Henry, like any king would do, said, well, I'm not going to have the Catholic Church in my country anymore. I'm going to make my own church.
结果这个国王呢，亨利八世呢就说，哦，那我就不要听你们天主教的了，我自己要有我自己的教堂。
Yeah, and that was the Anglican Church.
这个呢就是英国圣公会。
Okay, and very similar to the Catholic Church, they have a lot of rituals.
他们的做法其实跟天主教的教会并没有太大的差异，都是还是有非常多的仪式性的活动。
A lot of rules you had to follow.
然后有非常多的规矩你要遵守。
And like any worldly religion, they always try to control people.
就像大部分的宗教，他们都想要控制人。
And now, no nation has ever been called a Christian nation. A Christian nation just doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
没有所谓的基督教的一个国家。
You know, people can be Christians, but not whole nations.
就是有一些人他可以是一个基督徒，但他没有一个国家是一个基督教国家。
But King Henry and the Anglican Church, they were trying to make England a Christian nation. Everybody has to go to church on Sunday to the Anglican Church.
而亨利八世呢，让这个圣公会成立之后呢，他要求所有的英国人都必须是圣公会的教友，而且礼拜天一定要去圣公会的教堂。
And at that time, you had, you know, quite a lot of other Christians who were Protestants, but they did not believe in the doctrines of the Anglican Church. They had their own doctrines that they followed.
而当时呢，有一些已经是基督徒的人呢，他们其实并不相信圣公会他们的教义跟圣经。
For example, one group of people, they were called the Puritans.
比如说有一个群体叫 Puritans.
Okay, really, Puritan sort of means like pure. I guess they were trying to maintain like a pure religion.
Puritan 就是我们之前读历史也学过的清教徒。
One of their people, maybe even more, were put in prison because they were trying to follow their doctrines and they were not going to the Anglican Church.
所以这些清教徒呢，他们其实不愿意去到圣公会，然后他们就被抓到监牢去了。
So at first, these people escaped. There's quite hundreds of people, actually. And first they went to Holland because Holland had more freedom. Now, Holland was very close to England, just over the English Channel.
而那些清教徒呢，他们一开始的时候就变成先有些就好几百人呢，就逃到荷兰，因为荷兰那边的宗教是比较自由的。
And they stayed there for a generation or two, but then they realized that there was more opportunity for religious freedom and also to evangelize the people of the new land. That was America. America was now starting to become recognized as this new country where people could go to.
而那些从英国移居到荷兰的这些清教徒呢，在荷兰待了一两代之后呢，他们觉得说，哎，他们其实应该要去另外一个地方，就是去美洲，能够在那个地方更能够传播福音。
And the first ship was called the Mayflower. It's quite a famous ship, so I'll put that up there. You can look up that on the net.
然后第一团的人呢，他们就坐了一条船，叫做五月花船，很有名的一个五月花号，到了北美的 Boston.
They came to a place called Plymouth.
Plymouth. 他们就到了北美的东岸。
And on that first ship, there were 102 people left from Holland and from England.
而这个五月花号呢，在从荷兰启程到了美洲东岸呢，是有102个人。
And when they arrived in America, they actually had 103.
那当他们抵达北美洲的时候，却有103个人。
Okay, because somebody was born on the boat on the way over.
显然的是在有一个小孩子在行程中出生了。
It should have been a good sign that everything was going to be very successful.
这看起来就像是一个很好的一个讯号，就是所有的事情都将会非常的丰盛富足。
But actually, after the first year, it was very difficult for them, and they were up in North America, so very cold, and they suffered disease and things. So after the first year, almost half of those people had died.
但是呢，他们到达了北美，因为天气太冷了，所以他们在第一年里面将近有一半的人都去世了。
But they persevered, and then later on they grew to be quite a strong community.
但是呢，他们还是在逐渐的在这个地方呢成长，然后慢慢的变成了一个蛮强大的一个社区。
And then other people followed them as well, hearing about the religious freedom and the great opportunities. Not just religious people, they're non-Christians that came as well, but people hearing about this new land of opportunity.
而因此呢，他们在这个地方呢，就变成了是一个招牌啊。更多的人呢，不只是清教徒，还有一些是寻求新的可能性的一些人呢，都移居到了北美的东岸。
And so this is how we see the spread of not just humanity, but the spread of Christianity. All the way, it's always going westward.Westward, all the way from Israel. Remember, through the ages, over thousands of years, it spread from Israel across Europe and then now to America.
所以呢，这就让我们看到呢，就像当初从以色列，然后分布到欧洲各地，然后现在呢，又经由这一个很大的迁移的行为呢，让整个基督徒基督教的信仰呢，到了美洲。
And the Mayflower arrived, I think it was about 1605 or something like that.So at the beginning of the 17th century.
所以呢，在17世纪初1605年，就是五月花号抵达美洲的时候。
And then over the next couple of hundred years, we see that eventually they moved all the way across to the west coast of America.
而经过后来的一些时间呢，这些人呢就逐渐的往西岸迁徙。
Okay. But what we're going to see, the persecution still followed them because the English government, they wanted to have a piece of the action, as it were. So, you know, they followed with their soldiers and the English government. They came to America as well.
那事情当然没那么简单啦。英国的政府他也要这个土地的分一杯羹啊，所以他们的军队也一样到了北美洲。
And this is going to cause friction, of course.
这当然会有很多的冲突产生。
Okay, now the July 4th that we celebrated, or that the Americans would celebrate yesterday, for example, the original July 4th was 1776.
而这个所谓昨天那个日子7月4号呢是实际上这个大家在庆祝的美国独立日呢是在1716年发生的。
So this is almost 200 years after the pilgrims first arrived. See, the pilgrims arrived 1605,
right.
And the Declaration of Independence and the War of Independence began in 1776.
就是7月4号这个独立宣言日其实是在1776年的7月4号发生。这是差不多是从五月花号抵达之后的171年了。
Now, at first, these people that were called the New Americans were trying to resolve the issue peacefully with England.
而那些来到美洲的这些先人们，他们其实是本来一直在寻求跟英国能够有一个和平的解决的方式。
Yeah, they were still loyal to the king. They were loyal to the king of England. That was King George III then. But the king was saying, you have to pay lots and lots of taxes and we have to control you. So it was back to the same problem as before.
在1776年前呢，这些来到美国的人，他们其实都还是想要服从于英国国王的领导。而那个时候的国王是乔治三世，但乔治三世呢，他就一直用非常重的税，好，来压榨前往美洲的这些人。
And what the Americans were asking for was representation. That, you know, we can have somebody, we can go and talk to the king and tell him about our problems and maybe the king can help us.
而在美洲的这些北美洲的这些先人们呢，他们就一直很想要有一个对象，比如说代表英国国王的一个人，可以让他们可以谈。可以去谈一下，了解这些在美洲的人的问题。
But eventually the English were very stubborn. They said, we're not going to listen to you. You have to do what we tell you to.
所以呢，这些在北美洲的人试图要跟英国政府沟通，但是英国人呢，他们英国政府完全不愿意跟他们有所沟通。他们就说，你们就是要听我们说，我们的规定的，按照我们规定的做。
Now notice the attitude of the colonial, the Americans there. They were trying to find a peaceful resolution.
所以呢，在美国等于是英国殖民地的这一个地区的人呢，他们试着要找出一个和平的与英国相处之道。
Most of these people were Christians, and they recognized that the king was established by God.
他们这些人都是基本上大部分都是基督徒，而且他们也理解国王是由神所拣选出来的。
So that's Romans 13, where we can read from Romans 13. There's other passages in Scripture as well, which tell us that God is the one who ordains the leaders of the nations.
就是罗马书十三章里面有很明确的讲，而且很多其他的圣经里面都有提到，就是每一个国家的领导是由神高抹的。
But the problem here was that actually America wasn't really part of England. These people came out of their own accord. So there's a couple of areas that purchased land, but really they had no right to say, this is England, or this is part of England.
而且呢，其实美国呢，完全不是英国的。好，他们这些人是从英国那个移居到美国去的。所以英国其实对这一片北美的土地完全没有所有权。
And anyway, the friction kept increasing so much that in 1776, the Americans, led by people like Thomas Jefferson and other people, we'll talk about these people soon, they finally wrote this letter to the king and said, now we are declaring ourselves a free nation.
而那些到了美国去长期这个生存的人找不到跟英国政府可以沟通的管道呢，然后呢，这个像这些汤姆·杰弗逊这些领导人呢，他们终于在最后受不了了，就写了一封信给英国国王说，我们跟你们声明，美国其实不属于英国，这是一个自由的另外一片土地。
Now I should emphasize at this point that, you know, you're thinking, well, this is American history. What's it got to do with us?
也许你们会奇怪说，这是美国历史，这跟我们有什么关系呢？
But here we're seeing the establishment of a client nation unto God, which had a huge influence on the world, especially in terms of Christianity and even global economic and military influence in the last 200 years.
但是我们要了解哈，这是神呢正在遴选一个神的代表国，是一个基督徒所建立的国家。他在过去这200年来，不只是在商业，也在军事上面对整个世界的影响非常的庞大。
And the fact is that now we're seeing with current events in the year 2020 is that the United States is weakening as a nation in many degrees, especially in terms of Christianity.
而在2020年的今天呢，美国呢是对于一个基督徒的国家来讲，它其实呢正在衰弱中，而且它的这个基督教的影响力也一直在衰退中。
And we've noticed historically that the client nation, which means that the nations which are most, we say, like pro-God, the ones that have these client nation principles, and I've talked, there's four main things of a client nation, but the nation that establishes these client nations have always gone westward from Jerusalem. It's always been going west.
就是对于一个基督徒的代表国哈，它其实一直在往右往西边移动。好，所以你看是从以色列，然后后来到了英国，然后到了美国。好，那这个过程呢，其实是很重要的一个过程。
And so the question has to be asked, well, what's going to happen next?
所以这个问题就可以要问啦。那接下来会发生什么？
Well, geographically and sort of logically, it looks like it's going to come over across the Pacific and then go into these Asian nations.
看起来呢，如果从历史性的一个基督教代表国的移动来讲呢，它看起来是要往亚洲这边来咯。
Yeah, and we see the number of Christians like in China, mainland China, for example, there's could be well over 100 million Christians now in mainland China.
那就像你在中国来讲，就已经有超过好几百万的基督徒了。
So, yeah, it's just a possibility. We really don't know God's plan, but we have to be prepared for that.
其实这只是一个可能性，因为我们其实不了解不是很确定上帝的计划，但是我们需要为此准备。
But for a client nation to function properly as a Christian nation, its people need to be free to worship.
但是要能够成为一个基督的代表国，就是基督教的代表国，神的代表国，它必须要有一个前提是，它必须要能够自由的敬拜。
Now, in terms of the states, they had to fight for their freedom. And it doesn't mean that every nation has done that to be religious freedom.
就像美国一样，他当初必须为他的自由而战。当然不见得每一个国家都要发生战争才能够得到自由。
You see, God can change the leadership much easier than a nation that has to fight for itself.
因为神能够改变一个国家的领袖比要经由战争来产生一个领袖要容易多了。
Nobody should be involved in revolution or rebellion.
没有任何人应该要与革命或者是不顺服有任何的关系。
Okay, but I'll explain that after the break. We'll have a 10-minute break now and come back at about, say, 3:05.
好，我们先休息一下，我们在3:05再回来，休息10分钟。